Charlene, in your book, you describe cloning. Tell me a little bit about that experience.
Yes, okay, I'd love to. I was guided by an entity to a place. I wasn't told the name of the place I went, but I was allowed to see a clone of myself that was in an enclosed glass box. Now, the clone was very interesting in that it was identical to me. It was more identical than my identical twin sister.
Now there were three of you running around. Right?
Exactly. It was incredible. So anyway, the clone was, it was not an embryo. It was fully grown. And it was upside down in this enclosed glass structure, a tinted glass box. And it was almost curled up like a fetal position, in a fetal position. Its eyes were closed. Its hairstyle was different from the current, the hairstyle I was currently wearing at the time. Its hair, it was up, swept up, and my hair, I had, I was wearing it down more so. So the hairstyle was something I hadn't worn in a couple of years almost. And then it had a nightgown on that I have to this day, an identical nightgown. And the weird thing was, although it was turned upside down, this gown did not fall. It should have fallen, I would think, fall down, but it didn't. It just stayed in place while this clone was held upside down. And it was like in suspended animation. It was just there. They never explained why it was there. Later, I got an impression, so to speak, after when I returned from these experiences, I typically try to figure them out or analyze them or talk with my sister and actually I do gain some more insight when I do that, but I gain the ideal that ultimately someday I may inhabit that body. When this body gives out, that I would inhabit that body. And so it just sits there now. It's just a rest. It's just waiting.
Wherever it may be, right?
Wherever it may be. I had another cloning experience that I don't talk about in the book because it happened after the book was published. But I was taken to a planet where it was written. Now, this one was really unique in that the individuals, the everyday people, were cloned on this planet. And elitists, politicians, presidents, anybody of that nature, of that status, were not cloned. So they kept the original true to its form, true to itself. They would not allow, for example, a president to be cloned, whereby here, which would be the opposite of, I think, the way we think here on Earth. We would think it, we would want to preserve our presidents or preserve our political leaders, our great leaders of in our history. We may want to preserve them by cloning them. On that planet, it was totally the opposite. They would only have an exact replica. They would not have a replica of a president, but they would of the everyday people, the common people, everybody like that could be cloned. So I was introduced to a gentleman who had a clone, and the clone was so, it was just so identical. But there was a difference. You could sense a little bit of a difference in them. He didn't have the same energy that the original had. But identically, they look alike. Physically, there was no difference, but the energy was a little different in the clone versus the original.
What did their planets look like?
Oh, well, there are so many different ones. For example, I discussed the Crystal City. I think of all the ones I've seen that has visited, that one stands out in my mind probably more so than any other because of its magnificence and its beauty. The Crystal City was the experience I had in January of 1997. I was taken to guided by an entity. Again, they typically they come in my room, and ultimately I depart with them. And I was taken by this entity to look at this, to view a crystal city. This city was composed entirely of mammoth, huge crystal buildings. The buildings, some of them formed triangles, pyramid style, like we had in Egypt. One of the buildings had a crown shape, whereby there were crevices in it. It looked like a crown, but it's a dome-shaped crown-type building. It's beautiful, these huge, huge buildings, and they were so large, and you just know there was something that could not have been made by man. And the buildings had lights that danced off of it, just beautiful color pastel lights that just constantly danced off of it, and it had an energy. This whole entire city, Crystal City, possessed its own energy. So when you came into the presence of it, you were just awestruck by the beauty of it, the size of it, the fact that it was all completely composed of crystal, something that, you know, we couldn't replicate here on Earth if we wanted to. It was just magnificent.